The castle grounds were gleaming in the sunlight as though freshly painted. The cloudless sky smiled at itself in the smoothly sparkling lake. The satin-green lawns rippled occasionally in a gentle breeze. June had arrived, but to the fifth years this meant only one thing. Their OWLs were upon them at last. Their teachers were no longer setting them homework. Lessons were devoted to reviewing those topics their teachers thought most likely to come up in their exams. The purposeful, feverish atmosphere drove nearly everything but the OWLs from Harry's mind, though he did wonder occasionally during potions lessons whether Lupin had ever told Snape that he must continue giving Harry occlumency tuition. If he had, then Snape had ignored Lupin as thoroughly as he was now ignoring Harry. This suited Harry very well. He was quite busy and tense enough without extra classes with Snape, and to his relief, Hermione was too much preoccupied these days to badger him about occlumency. She was spending a lot of time muttering to herself and had not laid out any elf clothes for days. She was not the only person acting oddly as the OWLs drew steadily nearer. Ernie McMillan had developed an irritating habit of interrogating people about their study habits. "How many hours do you think you're doing a day?" he demanded of Harry and Ron as they queued outside Herbology, a manic gleam in his eyes.
"I don't know," said Ron. "A few." "More or less than 8?
"Less, I suppose," said Ron, looking slightly alarmed.
"I'm doing 8, said Ernie, puffing out his chest. 8 or 9. I'm getting an hour in before breakfast every day. 8's my average. I can do 10 on a good weekend day. I did 9.5 on Monday. Not so good on Tuesday. Only 7.25. Then on Wednesday."
Harry was deeply thankful that Professor Sprout ushered them into Greenhouse 3 at that point, forcing Ernie to abandon his recital. Meanwhile, Draco Malfoy had found a different way to induce panic.
"Of course, it's not what you know," he was heard to tell Crabbe and Goyle loudly outside potions a few days before the exams were to start. "It's who you know. Now, Father's been friendly with the head of the Wizarding Examinations Authority for years, old Griselda Marchbanks. We've had her round for dinner and everything."
"Do you think that's true?"
Hermione whispered to Harry and Ron, looking frightened.
"Nothing we can do about it if it is," said Ron gloomily.
"I don't think it's true," said Neville quietly from behind them, "because Griselda Marchbanks is a friend of my gran's, and she's never mentioned the Malfoys."
"What's she like, Neville?"
asked Hermione at once.
"Is she strict?"
"Bit like Gran, really," said Neville in a subdued voice. "Knowing her won't hurt your chances, though, will it?"
Ron told him encouragingly.
"Oh, I don't think it'll make any difference,"
said Neville, still more miserably. "Gran's always telling Professor Marchbanks I'm not as good as my dad. Well, you saw what she's like at St. Mungo's." Neville looked fixedly at the floor. Harry, Ron and Hermione glanced at one another but didn't know what to say. It was the first time that Neville had acknowledged that they had met at the Wizarding Hospital. Meanwhile, a flourishing black market trade in aids to concentration, mental agility and wakefulness had sprung up among the 5th and 7th years. Harry and Ron were much tempted by the bottle of Baruffio's Brain Elixir, offered to them by Ravenclaw 6th-year Eddie Carmichael, who swore it was solely responsible for the 9 outstanding OWLs he had gained the previous summer, and was offering the whole pint for a mere 12 galleons. Ron assured Harry he would reimburse him for his half the moment he left Hogwarts and got a job. But before they could close the deal, Hermione had confiscated the bottle from Carmichael and poured the contents down a toilet.
"Hermione, we wanted to buy that," shouted Ron.
"Don't be stupid," she snarled. "You might as well take Harold Dingle's powdered dragon claw and have done with it."
"Dingle's got powdered dragon claw?" said Ron eagerly.
"Not anymore," said Hermione. "I confiscated that too. None of these things actually work, you know."
"Dragon claw does work," said Ron. "It's supposed to be incredible. Really gives your brain a boost. You come over all cunning for a few hours. Hermione, let me have a pinch. Go on, it can't hurt."
"This stuff can," said Hermione grimly. "I've had a look at it, and it's actually dried doxy droppings."
This information took the edge off Harry and Ron's desire for brain stimulants.